Are you comfortable? I sure hope not. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy living. Gals, it's time for the fifth day of the seven-day Mini Momentum Challenge. Mini Momentum. I love saying that. So this week, I've been getting you in motion, getting you moving each day, a little micro action to keep that momentum going. Because once we're moving, it's easier to stay moving. That's what momentum means. Today, I'm going to talk about discomfort or uncomfortable action. But before we do that, gals, I know some of you out there are eager to do our next book study. So let's talk about that. For those of you who are new here in Snippet Land, why do we do book studies? Well, first of all, because I'm a retired English professor and I'm good at it. I'm really good at helping you read and implement books. And so what we do here is we take a look at some of the best personal development books out there and we apply them to our lives in relation to our journey with alcohol. So if you go back over the more than 500 snippets out there, you will find several book studies, including Scoville Shin's The Game of Life, Be Your Future Self Now by Benjamin Hardy. Most recently, we did As a Man Thinketh by the amazing James Allen. So our next book is coming up on November 10th. Now, for those of you who are paying attention, I did announce that we were starting it on the 3rd, which would have been Monday, but we are postponing it a week. Why? Because we're in the middle of momentum, gals. As we bring to a close the seven-day mini momentum challenge, we're flowing from that directly into a live event, which starts on Wednesday the 5th. We're going to do a live event together via video conference, and I'm going to help you get sobriety before the holidays start. But I'm going to talk about that a little later in this snippet. For now, just know that yes, we are doing another book study. Yes, it is. Ready? Don Miguel Ruiz's amazing book, The Four Agreements, and we are starting it Monday, November 10th. Monday, November 10th, Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. Gals, if you haven't read this book, you're in for a real treat. If you want to follow along and read the book with me, maybe grab it now and have a look. But know this, gals, you can participate in the book studies without even getting the book. Because what I do is just give you key quotes from each chapter and help you apply the philosophy and the strategy in your journey to sober living. So buy the book, don't buy the book, but tune in starting November 10th if you're curious about the four agreements and how you can use it to supercharge your journey to sobriety. All right, so let's get back to discomfort. Discomfort or being uncomfortable. I really hope you're uncomfortable at least once a day. I really hope that you're not floating along in a very, very comfortable life. Because if you are, you're not growing at all, period. I don't even need to know you to know that if you're not uncomfortable, sometimes, at least during the day, then you're not growing. It means you're just flowing through your day, taking action that you always take, letting habit guide you through every moment of the day, making sure that you eat the things you want to eat, drink the things you want to drink, do the things you want to do, avoiding discomfort and getting nowhere fast. Whether you're drinking alcohol or not, just in general, anybody, this applies, including me, of course. If we want to grow, we have to be taking uncomfortable action. It doesn't have to suck. I'm not talking about really hard action, that painful things. I'm talking about choosing to do the right thing when you feel like doing something you know might not be the best thing to do in that moment. Taking slightly uncomfortable action at any given point during the day because you know it's the right thing to do and you want to grow. So the message for today in terms of momentum is if you want to keep your momentum going, don't slide into your comfort zones. Now, at the same time, we got to take this slow. We're not going to throw all the, you know, change the diet, change what we're doing with exercise wise, stop drinking, change this, change everything in our life. That no, but we should at least once a day do like one thing, willing to take contrary action, right? Do something that, well, normally I would eat this ice cream after, but today I'm not going to. I'm going to take uncomfortable action. I really want it, but I'm not going to do it. Momentum requires uncomfortable action. And I say that unapologetically, gals. I take uncomfortable action every single day because without friction, there's no growth. Nothing in this universe can grow without friction. Think of a seed in the ground. It starts to wiggle, it comes alive, and it needs the soil rubbing against its skin for it to burst out of that seed and let a little sprout come out. There's friction there. If there was no friction, that seed would not grow. It would just die, sit there and die and stay the same. Everything requires friction to grow, everything. And here's the funny thing about friction. If you try to avoid it, you're just causing yourself extra pain because the universe or God or whatever you want to call it will give you some. Every single day, you're going to get some friction. And if you fight against it and rail against it, why me? This hurts. I don't like this. Why is this uncomfortable? Why do I have this in my life? Why is that in my life? And try to avoid it with all your might and wish it wasn't there and try to complain about it 24/7. All you're doing is fighting against the very nature of our being here on this planet. We're here to grow, gals. And we're given challenges for that very purpose. One of my favorite things to say here, and for those of you who've been around, know this, is that life happens for us, not to us. So when things come up in your life that you're like, oh, this sucks. What is happening? Why is this happening? It's happening to help you grow, no matter what it is. And so I don't want you too comfortable. So today's lesson, if we're going to call it that, on momentum is to ask yourself, how comfortable are you? Are you floating through your day, taking all the same actions you took yesterday, going through all the same routines you did yesterday, because those are automatic and that's how you live your life. And this is how I do my life. This is me doing my life. This is what I do. Or are you pushing against that to create something that is might be more difficult, but will help you to grow in one direction or another? Now, of course, this is how we quit drinking. We decide, oh man, would I ever like my glass of wine right now? I'm not going to, which is very uncomfortable. Let's face it, giving up alcohol is uncomfortable. It's not super painful. It isn't. It really isn't. So don't delude yourself into thinking this is the worst thing that's ever happened. No, it's uncomfortable. Let's not catastrophize, okay? It's discomfort, not torture. So that's another snippet, but I'm just going to go down that rabbit hole for a second. Do you use big words to describe ordinary things? Catastrophize? I love that word. Why does this always happen to me? It doesn't always happen to you. But if it happens over and over, there's a message in it for you. When we use words that make situations seem worse than they are, we're catastrophizing. Just look at the situation and ask yourself, okay, well, this just keeps coming up. Obviously, there's something I need to learn here. And if we're talking alcohol, the message is loud and clear. So for day 5 of our mini momentum challenge, I want you to be uncomfortable. Not all day, no, but at least on one action that you're used to taking. What are you willing to do today that is uncomfortable? And here's the secret that I never knew. After you start doing this, after a while, because you never stop, this isn't just about alcohol, you never stop. Get ready to live the rest of your life taking uncomfortable action. Does that sound horrible to you? Here's the secret. It's not. It's actually kind of exciting. It's actually very exciting. I'm always trying to grow in different ways because I've conquered alcohol. It's not an issue anymore. It's gone. And so I didn't just get through the alcohol thing. Took me about, I guess, 3 years. And then when I realized, oh, I just don't care. I mean, I just have no interest in alcohol. I would never drink because I certainly believe that I would instantly fall back into the hell that I was in 2018. But I don't want to drink is my point. It just doesn't come up. I don't care about alcohol. It's gone. I didn't just stop there and go, oh, thank God that's over. now I can just get on. No, then I immediately had this desire to try the next thing and the next thing. How can I continue growing? What else am I doing that is unhealthy? What else do I need? What do I want to do? You know, how do I want to grow? What comes into my life that's showing me, oh, this is something I need to look at, because it's obvious that life is giving me a message here. And there's endless, endless opportunities for this. We don't have to go looking for them. Because guess what, gals? Guess what? You probably don't know this, but I'm not a saint. Right? I'm not a saint. I'm not perfect. So every single day, I'm taking uncomfortable action. But the secret is that you really don't care after a while. You're like, oh, all right, let me do this. In fact, it probably shouldn't be called uncomfortable action anymore. Because it's not. It's just, oh, all right, well, you know what? I wanted to do this. Looks like I'm better off doing that. So I'll just go and do it. And I know I'll feel good about it later. And lots of things come up in my day-to-day life to give me that opportunity. So today's momentum is discomfort. I want you uncomfortable. I really do. Because then we know you're growing, and I want you growing, and I know you want to grow. I know you want to give up alcohol too, and that's enough discomfort for anybody in the beginning. So you don't have to go looking for anything. You don't have to ask yourself, oh, is this a message? Is that a... No, for you, if you're still drinking or you're just maybe a few days in, for you, it's just that. Every time you feel triggered and you don't drink, that's the discomfort I'm talking about. Every time you choose not to have a drink in the early stages, that's enough, dear. Don't try and take on anything else. I'll hear women say to me, oh, I'm going to quit smoking and drinking. Oh, no, no, no. Go have a cigarette, please. And trust me, I don't believe in cigarettes. I started smoking when I was 12, quit 42 years later, and that was 2 years into my sobriety. I wanted to quit smoking so bad, and I couldn't. But once I conquered alcohol, I realized, you know what, I can probably do this now, and I was able to. But I did not do it at the same time. So whatever habits you have going on, one at a time. But that's another snippet. For now, if you're struggling with alcohol, you're doing the Momentum Challenge, and next week on the 5-day I'm Ready Holiday Sobriety Challenge, we're going to take your momentum to the next level. We're going to keep going. It starts on Wednesday the 5th. You're going to take the momentum that you're getting this week and just bring it with you. So this is a nice, smooth transition from something light this week. In other words, getting the show and getting the messages in your inbox. And then come Wednesday, we're going to get together live in video conference, and I'm going to help you lay the foundation for your sobriety. That's when, if you haven't yet, you might want to plan, okay, November 5th, I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to do this 5 days with Becca, and I'm going to get my sobriety going before the holiday season. However, if you've decided to quit drinking this week during the mini momentum, fair enough. Just keep going with that. You got me here. I'm here every day, here in your inbox, and we'll be right through until... Well, the truth is, if you're in my ecosystem in Snippet Land, you're getting messages from me every single day, regardless, not just during this, the mini momentum challenge, because that's what I do. I send out podcasts Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and emails Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. So you're constantly getting input from Snippet Land. So gals, if you haven't quit drinking yet, you might want to plan for the 5th. If you have, you're taking your uncomfortable action, and that's enough. But I want to remind you that being uncomfortable is part of the process, and you can celebrate it. Just say, man, I don't feel, I feel ick right now because I want to drink and I'm not, and it's very uncomfortable. And by the way, that's all it is uncomfortable. It's not painful. It's not death. It's not torture. It's uncomfortable. Remember, we're not catastrophizing here. And if you already have quit drinking, but you're in your early days, you're uncomfortable enough. Again, don't do anything else. So have I managed to scare you off when I said to you, guess what? You're going to be taking uncomfortable action for the years to come. Don't be afraid of that. Get excited, gals, because what starts happening is your life starts drastically changing. And not only that, but I know that you're used to it. You know, you're educated, you've got a career, you're ambitious. You know what it takes to be disciplined and show up in for life. You know that that requires a bit of discomfort. We got to take action we don't particularly want to take if we want to reach our goals. So you're already used to it. Just apply it to alcohol and your momentum will keep going. And don't exaggerate how it feels. Very important. Do not exaggerate how it feels. It's just uncomfortable. It'll pass. And so today, to keep that momentum going, I want you to think carefully about your comfort zone. Are you living in your comfort zone or outside of it? How often do you take action that you don't want to particularly take? Okay, take a few minutes today and journal about uncomfortable action or discomfort, because it's what we need to move forward, right? Here are some prompts for you. What uncomfortable action have you taken this week to nudge yourself forward? Give yourself credit where credit's due. When we write these things down and pay attention to them, we notice them. That's another thing. We do things and we don't even notice. So write down, what uncomfortable action have you taken this week to nudge yourself forward? And then number two, what did it teach me about myself? When you took that action and then afterwards, how does it feel? Write that down. What did it teach you about yourself and how does it feel? And was it worth it? So in other words, three little prompts to get you thinking about uncomfortable action and recognizing the value of doing these. And tomorrow's email will be a follow-up on this, plus moving you forward in momentum. Meanwhile, gals, don't forget, next Wednesday, the 5th of November, is day one of the I'm Ready Holiday Sobriety Challenge. And you can sign up now to let me know you're coming. I need to send you the information on how to get in and how to show up and how to get your workbook and what it all looks like. Tell you right now, my live events are very powerful. They get women sober, just the events themselves, let alone the follow-up. So you do want to be there. This is going to be the last real moment before that ridiculous holiday season comes into play. Now, I know it's not ridiculous. Well, it depends on your opinion, but it's there and it's part of our society. It's part of our culture and we get wound up into it. So we've got these just this brief moment before Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and then, you know, things get really tough. So go to the show notes today. If you haven't, sign up and let me know you're coming to the 5-day I'm Ready Holiday Sobriety Challenge. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.